Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and I'm stirred up, praise God. I'm stirred up about this whole business, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There's a lot to be stirred up about. And for those of you that are not familiar with our broadcast, this is Professor Greg Stevens in Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and we are very grateful for him and for his life and for his service to this country in the military. Praise God. And he was in during war. And I was in 1957, and they're just kind of between wars. And, but it, I want us to look today. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the command authority for a follower of Jesus Christ and the authority of the believer. But it's not just the passive believer. It's authority that must be used. And we thank you for the anointing to deliver it, and we praise you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. For that is command authority weapon right there. That name, which is above every name that's named, glory to God forevermore. Now then, in Matthew, where this great message, and it starts as you flow from chapter 6 and all the way through. And he began to give parables and so forth, but the 29th verse, for he taught them as one having authority and not as one of the scribes. Well, now, this is Professor Doodad's take on it. And this is Teacher Flingbong, and he's over here on this idea. But we're kind of in the middle. How do you kind of be anything? That word, I don't like it. Well, I'd kind of like to go. What do you mean you kind of like to go? Jesus said, let your word be yes and no. You want to go or not? Well, I kind of don't know. I guess no authority in that a bit. And, of course, I had to learn these things over the years. And the Lord corrected me on a lot of things, be specific about things. And he was very specific about what he taught, because he wrote the book to start with.
That's right.
And we're talking about delegated authority. Now, when I was in the Army, already had orders cut for Governor's Island, New York, with a 10-day delay en route. And, but, you know, I had that record going. I sat down there, and they had a soldier that died with the flu. And so, and it stirred up a lot of people. But every chief cook in Fort Gordon, Georgia, was squeezing orange juice to get the vitamin C and aspirin. That was the big thing about it. And kill it. The government didn't go into lockdown. And it was an epidemic all over the United States.
They didn't shut your church down?
No. President didn't get involved. It's President Eisenhower. He knew better than to get involved in something like that.
But command authority.
Yes, command authority.
He's a general.
He knew better.
Yeah.
And because of him, we have our freeway system today. Because he saw the Autobahn in New York, in
Germany,
in Europe. Now, I swore an oath So did he. To defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Not as the scribes, because they had authority and didn't use it.
Wow.
Oh, listen, I mean, these don't take away from them. Because they spent hours and hours and hours and hours copying the word and writing out the scrolls and doing all of that. But they wrote it out and didn't pay any attention to what they were writing. That was their job, wouldn't you say?
That's right.
Yeah.
And they couldn't make a mistake. They were very, to this day, Torah scroll. I mean, everything has to add up, go up and down, backwards and forwards. Number of words on the page, number of jots and tittles. The whole thing has to be exactly perfect. But in their search for perfection, they missed the perfect Lamb of God standing in front of them.
Now, here's an example. Judge not, that you be not judged.
Mm-hmm.
For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. Now, y'all try not to judge not. Y'all try not to do that. That's kind of bad. You don't want to be doing that. But if you do, you know, everything will be all right. We don't hold it against it unless you do it 3 or 4 times in a row. He didn't do that. He commanded them, you judge not, that you be not judged.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let's go to the 6th chapter of the book of Luke. Luke 6, now, in my King James Bible, on the 27th verse, there is a paragraph marker.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thought marker. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. He didn't say try to do it. These are command orders.
Yes.
And I say before, I had orders cut for Governor's Island, New York. But we had that terrible breakout of flu there at Fort Gordon, Georgia. And for those of you that don't know military terms, if it's a fort, it is a permanent installation. Fort Bliss, Fort Worth,
mm-hmm.
was a permanent installation. It was a command post at one time. That's where the city got its name. And Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
This is Fort Gordon, Georgia. It's a very old command post. Goes way back. But during World War II in Abilene, they had Camp Barkley. It was temporary. It was a temporary training facility. All of this has to do with authority. Somebody gave the command to do that.
That's right.
And when that paper came out, I read my orders.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I read my orders.
Yes.
Now, I want to show you something about Gloria's dad. I brought this with me this morning.
Look at that.
Look at that. You see him grinning?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is black and white.
Well, I can read that picture, that little diamond in those stripes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It made him a sergeant major. in combat. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to wally around about it. His name was Wallace, but he didn't have to wally around. Everybody called him Babe Niece because he's a good baseball player. This, three rockers up and three rockers down with a diamond in the middle, is sergeant major. The next rank is second lieutenant. Two hash marks, 4 years. This braid under his arm is blue. It's blue combat infantry braid that says a lot. When he put it on, oh yeah. You didn't salute him, but you better straighten up around him. Because he can flat tell you what to do. And when he does, you have to do it. And in many cases, let's turn that around to where you can see him. In many cases, if you lost an officer, he can come right straight to Sergeant Niece. Now, Sergeant, I'm new in this command. What do you suggest that I do? Well, he would suggest to the captain what to do. And the captain, if he had any sense to do it,
would listen to him.
And highly disciplined man.
The guys who'd been with him and the new recruits coming in, the replacements, they're going to listen to him, and I don't mean this disrespectful. They're going to listen to him more than they'll listen to a second lieutenant or a first lieutenant that just came, you know, from the academy or ROTC. They're going to listen to that guy right there.
Yeah.
Because he knows everything. And like you said, a new officer will listen to him.
Yes, sir.
As well, because he has those men.
And when he sees that blue braid under his arm. And, of course, he wore that for the picture. You didn't wear that.
No, not in combat.
In combat. But right over here is a little infantry badge with a rifle on a field of blue. He was in the 1st Infantry Division, the big red one.
Yeah.
The nasty red one. Hmm. And I read his MOT, his... or see his mustering out card that listed his rank. And now he, when he had that card, it released him from military duty. Whew. The North African campaign, which meant he fought Rommel. The Battle of the Ardennes or the Battle of the Bulge. And so he was under Patton there for a while.
Sure, that's Third Army.
And there is a strong, strong likelihood that he knew Olin Creech, Carolyn's dad, because he was there and he was in the 1st Infantry Division. They very well knew one another. And he obviously had this rank by the time they got that far. So Olin might have been under his command. Under his what?
Command.
He had the authority. He had the authority. That authority was given to him by the United States government. Coming down through the President of the United States and coming all the way down the chain of command to his immediate superiors. Well, Babe was a very disciplined man. And he was very squared away. And Greg, I learned right on. Don't even think. Don't have it. Don't even think that you're going to get the best of him when you're quail hunting. He carried that M1 rifle all those years. That thing weighed 9.5 pounds without the bayonet on it. I know. I carried one. They put us in there in El Paso in deuce and a half trucks. Went to the line of the sand out there. And the way it goes, you start, you sling the weapon over your shoulder. And full field pack. And you start out in cadence. And somebody says, at ease. That means you don't have to march in time. And it took us a little 24-mile walk across the desert sand. Mm-hmm. These Air Force guys,
we used our brains.
Yeah, that's it. But get that, please. Tech Sergeant.
That's my phone. There it is.
There it is.
My flight suit. Now, here's the thing about this. I wore this, went to Desert Storm, is in peacetime. You can fly jet aircraft. You can fly multi-engine aircraft. I can't do that. I can't fly jet aircraft. But these wings, this uniform, put me on the flight line. But even though you had the ability to fly, you didn't wear this.
No, I don't have the authority to wear that.
Right. And so, delegated authority.
That's what this is all about. And without this kind of teaching and time spent meditating on that authority, then when the faith comes, and it does, it has to.
Yes.
As faith comes, and as you hear it taught, and as you hear it preached, the delegated authority in the training chain of command, the Father to the Son to the Spirit, and that delegated authority is all in the book of authority.
Amen.
These are orders.
Yes.
It doesn't whimper around about anything.
No. Jesus said, the words that I speak are not my words.
Let's turn over there, 14th chapter of John. Now, here again, for years, I didn't really catch on to this. But in study and meditation, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th chapters of John, John, are all what I like to call the meal that changed heaven and earth forever. Because Jesus here was preparing his command force, preparing them for when he would leave and send his representative.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
all of this had to take place. But here in the 14th chapter, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. John 14. Let not your heart... Where did my pen? What did I do with my pen? Here it is. Now, y'all kind of try to let not... No. Let not your heart be troubled. All right. That's a command.
Yes.
So don't allow it to be heart troubled.
Amen.
Get hold of your emotions with this book. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself. And then you come down.
Verse 10.
To the 10th verse. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Listen. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. This is the key. That's the key verse. Are you listening to me, radio and television audience? That's the key verse to Acts 2.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Truth.
He said, he's coming.
Amen.
I'm going to be leaving. They had no idea he's going to go to the cross and go to hell and suffer there. When I began to preach that, I'm telling you, people just... Can you read? I mean...
It's all right there.
It's yeah. And you go over there and it's in Acts 3. You'll not leave my soul in hell, and you see my body receive corruption. But here's the command. The Father that lives in me, he does the works.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you ask in my name.
Yes.
That will I do. Look here, verse 21. And he that keeps my command.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Look what I did. Is that red lined around and that marked everywhere?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He that hath my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him.
He's not a stranger to a person in a chain of command.
Now, what command? Well, back up. A new commandment, 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know you're my disciples if you love one another.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Then I'll be back in just a moment. Craig and I'll be back. We'll be back.
Imagine rising above every storm of life, no matter the circumstances. Never again being fearful and unstable, but strong in the Lord, turning it around for good using His authority. Get Kenneth Copeland's teaching, A Higher Place of Authority, and learn to live from your seat of victory. It's time to take your position in Christ and realize the authority you've already been given. When Jesus defeated death, it changed everything for all humanity. He took back the authority that Adam gave up through sin and invested it in the body of Christ. See yourself as God sees you. His very nature has been imparted to you. You have His authority to dominate fear, death, and every evil in the world. Rise above the world system. Discover your position and power in Christ. And release the God-ordained authority inside you to bring the gospel and the blessing everywhere you go. Request your free copy of A Higher Place of Authority from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God has given you His authority to bring His light and love to this world. Learn how to release the authority that's inside you. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period. Believe what that book says, not what your feelings say.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/CA today.
In the beginning, let them have dominion.
Amen.
Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Adam named all of the animals. Do you know how many bugs there are? Whoa. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Professor Greg B. Stevens and Kenneth Copeland and the class, reminding you that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.